أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRib English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their view. Well, about seeking forgiveness on the Laylatul Qadr in the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "In this blessed night, one must seek forgiveness and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time when hearts are open to divine presence and one should strive for spiritual elevation." Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. The quotation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi highlights the significance of seeking forgiveness and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during a blessed night, which is often understood in the context of Laylatul Qadr, or the night of decree in Shia Islam. This night, occurring in the month of Ramadan, holds profound spiritual importance, as it is when the Quran was revealed on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This night is a unique opportunity for believers to cleanse their hearts and souls, aligning with the Quranic verse, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree. Surah Al-Qadr, verse number 1. This verse emphasizes the transformative power of this night, as it marks the revelation of divine guidance. The call for seeking forgiveness reflects the belief that Allah's mercy is vast and encompassing. As stated in the Holy Book of Quran, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, wa rahmati wasi'at kulli shay', and my mercy encompasses all things." Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 156. This serves as a reminder that no matter the gravity of one's sins, sincere repentance can lead to divine forgiveness. Moreover, the emphasis on spiritual elevation underscores the Shia belief in the importance of personal growth and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. The teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam encourage believers to engage in acts of worship, prayer, and supplication during this night, fostering deeper connections with the divine. Imam Khomeini's words in general encapsulate a profound invitation for reflection, repentance, and spiritual elevation during a sacred time, reinforcing the Shia belief in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.